NewsRadio.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Thank you for tuning in and for giving us the opportunity to share with you information related to health and wellness every single week. We love doing our job, myself and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, who will be back. Actually, I think I'm back next week. Dana is out this week on a impromptu trip or vacation. So I'm going to be taking over today, and we're going to be talking to Victoria Wood, who is a been practicing medical nutrition therapy in the area for a very long time. And we're going to be talking about a couple really interesting topics. One of the first things we're going to discuss has to do with one of Victoria's specialties that she's had in her career, which we're going to call, I'm going to call nutritional integrative oncology. So this is the idea of using nutritional and holistic approaches in assisting people through their journey through cancer care. And it's a very interesting topic, I think, to discuss because oncology issues, traditional approaches to oncology issues don't ever include natural approaches. There's very little emphasis in the traditional oncology world regarding correct diet, nutrition, nutrients, supplements. And there's actually, not only is there not mention of it, so, you know, in many cases we're used to this, you go in to see your doctor for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, and there's not much mention about diet, lifestyle, or supplements. I mean, we can accept that. But in the oncology world, it's a little different because there's actually really a strong, oftentimes biased against using natural therapies. And the idea is that the natural therapies are going to somehow interfere with the effectiveness of the chemotherapeutic agents or radiation therapy or some of the primary treatments. In reality, there's actually very little evidence that shows that any of the natural therapies inhibit the effectiveness of the traditional oncology therapies. And any time that research has really been done to look at this issue, overwhelmingly, the majority of the outcomes show that when you assist people with proper nutrition and proper supplementation and the right nutrients, you actually significantly improve outcomes in oncology issues. Now, it's a very tough stigma because when people are diagnosed with a cancer, it's a very frightening, obviously life-changing event, and you're literally fighting for your life in many instances. And the oncologist really is the key to whether or not you're going to win that fight for life. And so when oncologists tend to be very antagonistic to natural therapies and don't recommend that people try them, oftentimes people do listen very closely and are very scared to go against the wishes of the oncologist. Now, with that said, there's no greater population of people out there. So people with cancer diagnoses utilize natural supplements more than almost any other subclass of people with a diagnosed condition. So there is this idea or there is this want of information that people have when they get diagnosed with cancer that, geez, you know, my oncologist didn't sit down and talk to me about what I should be eating. He just said, you know, or she said, I shouldn't lose weight so I can have milkshakes or drink Ensure just to make sure I eat whatever I want. But you know, that doesn't make sense. There's got to be something to supporting my body with good nutrition, but there's not a good resource where people can go to get that. Now, it is a bit of a tricky issue because it's not across the board every natural supplement is safe in the context of oncology or oncological issues. You do have to be careful. There are certain chemotherapy drugs or certain things that oncologists will do where you have to be careful which natural supplements that you use. And you have to work with somebody who really knows what they're doing, understands all the mechanics, mechanisms, actions, half-lives of the chemotherapeutic agents, how the radiation works, the intricacies of surgery, and at the same time also has all of the education and expertise in regards to the natural supplements, nutrition, and herbal therapies so that they can safely be combined to get those ideal and best outcomes. And that, my friends, is what Victoria Wood is a specialist at. So we're going to talk about some of her work with the oncology cancer issues, but we're also going to talk about an exciting group of supplements that are called branched-chain amino acids. And this is a really exciting area of therapy that's been used to help with everything from stroke to brain injury to many, many other aspects of health that really are a very simple, hardly any side effect, very easily delivered substance with some absolutely phenomenal effects on the body, goes to anti-aging. So without further ado, Victoria has been practicing medical nutrition therapy for over 25 years. As mentioned, she specializes in diagnosing, designing programs for optimal genetic expression, which is a great term for a wide array of conditions. So Victoria, thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. You gave a great description of the need for truly integrative oncology.
Yeah.
You know, there are centers around here that are called integrative oncology centers, but unfortunately, many of them are all style and no substance, and you were speaking to the substance.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us, Victoria, a little bit about yourself. I mean, you know, a lot of people who get into working with oncology issues sometimes have a passion for it, you know, more so than people who don't maybe experience. So tell us a little bit about your past, your training, how you got on this path, and what you're passionate about that led you to wanting to pursue a little bit of a subspecialty with people undergoing cancer care.
Okay. Well, when I first started out in college, I was very passionate about health. It was the early 70s, and I was a strident vegetarian. I was into the contemporary women's movement and the anti-nuclear power movement and the alternative energy movement and all the movements. And I was really, really interested in making the world a better place. And I was majoring in education for special needs children. But I wasn't sure that that was it for me. And I decided to take a year off before I graduated from college. And when I did, and I worked with these special needs kids, I started seeing a connection between when they ate and what their behavior was. So I said to the teacher, what is known about the connection between brain chemistry or learning behaviors or, you know, hyperactivity and food? And he said, oh, not much. So I went to the library, and I was amazed at how much literature there was on those topics. It was around the time that Feingold had his theory about
sure.
food additives
mm-hmm.
and colorings and flavorings. I think he didn't go far enough, but he was certainly pointing to the tip of the iceberg. And so I got so excited about the field that I went to my guidance counselor at Penn State and said, what do I need to do to change my major? And he said, you pretty much need to start all over because you have to take a lot of science. You have to take a lot of biochemistry and organic chemistry and all of that so you understand how the body works. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So I was in school a little longer than 4 years. And then I realized that I wouldn't be able to do what I wanted to do without a master's degree. So I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and I got a master's degree. But where I've really learned what I do today is through my continuing education courses that I've taken, probably hundreds of over the 30 years almost I've been in practice. And what I have really, really learned, especially since the human genome was decoded in 2003, is that there are foods that can turn on genetic expression, there are, you know, in a healthy way, and there are foods that turn off unhealthy genes. And if we knew what they were, wouldn't all of us want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how I've come full circle, because now what my patients who have cancer are being told is, oh, there's no literature to support the use of curcumin with particular chemotherapies or radiation. And that's not true. Just as it wasn't true that there was no literature for children and hyperactivity and brain chemistry, there's just an ignorance, you know, and actually the root word of ignorance is ignore. because they're ignoring the literature. It is existing. It is in PubMed. You can go today and do a search, and you will find studies on curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, and it's a very powerful anti-inflammatory, and has been found to increase the efficacy of many chemotherapies, increase the efficacy of radiation therapy, while at the same time reducing toxicity. And that's really what got me interested in helping my patients, because as a dietitian, unfortunately, I was only taught the things that you just alluded to, you know, eat lots of calories and, right, you know, keep your weight up. But, you know, if you take that to its logical conclusion, if you agree that eating 2,000 calories of lard would not be a good idea, then you have to agree that the quality of calories counts.
Mm-hmm.
And while food used to be just calories, right, then we discovered there were nutrients in it, you know, protein, fat, carbohydrate. Then we went below that. There are phytonutrients such as lycopene and lutein. Then we go below that, and we see that foods have a cell-to-cell communication effect in the body, and we can target particular biomarkers of particular kinds of cancer with particular foods. The cruciferous vegetables are the first one that comes to mind, because they can help with estrogen detoxification and estrogen signaling in a way that reduces the recycling of estrogen through the body, and may indeed reduce not only estrogen positive cancers, but even estrogen negative cancers, because I explain all the biochemistry to my patients, but for now, you can just take my word for it.
Right.
It really, really works. And when someone comes to see me, I wanted to be able to offer them much more than the kind of standard of care. I wanted to be able to say, let's increase the efficacy of your treatment. Let's reduce toxicity. Let's protect your gut wall so you don't get an autoimmune disease later. Let's do what we can to inhibit metastases. And the way to do that is, one thing is to keep your blood sugar steady, and to obviously enhance the overall quality of your life, because so many people have, I think, suffered needlessly through treatment for cancer because they didn't get this nutritional support.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that happen. And the other really interesting part where I've seen nutritional therapies come in to be very key with oncology support is, you know, you have to put them into context. You know, I mean, the way I like to explain it to people, I mean, if you're dealing with an oncology issue, you need majority of times, I can't think of many instances where you wouldn't, you need the traditional interventions. You're going to need chemotherapy. If you have a large tumor burden, surgery is probably going to be beneficial. There is decent data oftentimes showing that if you combine the radiation with chemotherapy, the rates of recurrence significantly decrease. So we already know that using natural therapy certainly by no means excludes the use of the conventional therapies. That's, I think, one of the first things that people have to understand. And I think that's one of the biggest fears and misconceptions that most conventional doctors will have when people start dabbling in natural medicine, especially when the word cancer comes up, because they have this idea that everybody who's going to use natural therapies in relation to cancer is going to defer all chemo, radiation, and surgery, and is going to just start drinking juice and mixing potions and drinking tea and expect that their cancer is going to go away. And people who are well-trained, like myself and particularly Victoria, know that that's really not the case. That's not what we're advocating for. What we know is that when you take the best of what we know from the oncology world and you combine it with the best we know from the natural world, pretty much every single outcome study that has looked at what happens when you combine the therapies, the overall outcomes are better than either one by itself.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
You bring up such a good point because, you know, the Whipple procedure that people get for pancreatic cancer, there is a lot of literature showing that if you just use probiotics in the people who have pancreatic cancer before their surgery for the cancer, they will have a greatly reduced incidence of infection and post-op complications. And isn't that what we want for everyone?
Sure.
And yet doctors are unfamiliar with that. So they'll say, don't take anything
right.
until later.
Right.
And sometimes it breaks my heart when I see people later, like 5 years later, and they say, oh, I wish I'd come to see you. I
right.
wish I had done this years ago. I've never had anybody say, I'm sorry I came to see you. But I have heard people say, I'm sorry I didn't come to see you years ago.
Right. Absolutely. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to pick up this conversation with Victoria. And what I think is really interesting to discuss is the use of natural therapies in the context of cancer care and their utility in preventing some of the side effects that commonly occur from chemotherapeutic drugs. They are so well suited for helping people prevent things that are sometimes lifelong complications that can exist that could be completely avoided if they took safe, natural supplements during the chemotherapy to prevent them. And we're going to talk about some of these side effects that come up, the chemotherapeutic drugs that cause them, and some of the natural supplements that can prevent some of those issues from occurring in the first place. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, everybody, we're here every single Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I love doing the show. This, to me, is a privilege to be with you all. It's a privilege to be able to have a platform, to be able to share my knowledge with you, and I hope that you all appreciate it and get something out of the show each week. We work very hard to select the best guests and come up with the best content to try and help educate you so you can be empowered to take control of your health and learn about some of these aspects of healthy living that really most people should know about and that most people don't get a chance to hear about. We keep our format absolutely free. And in keeping to that, you can go to the Village Green website, www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, you can access our archive show section, which is contains all of our previously recorded shows. It's about 6 years now of previously recorded shows, weekly recorded shows, and you can scroll through, download anyone, listen, and educate yourself on health and wellness. Today, we've been talking with Victoria Wood, who is a medical nutritionist, been practicing in the area for almost 30 years, and we've been talking about some oncology issues. In the last segment, we discussed just some basic philosophical points regarding the role of nutrition, natural therapies, and oncology. In this segment, Victoria, I'd love for us to talk about this role that I alluded to of natural therapies and their ability to help reduce some of the side effects associated with conventional oncology care. You already talked about in the last segment this procedure that they use in pancreatic cancer called the Whipple, which is a surgery, very sort of incredibly, kind of complicated, a very delicate, really interesting surgery that they use. Just using probiotics before the surgery can greatly reduce infections afterwards. Can you give some other examples about like a chemotherapeutic drug that causes a very common side effect and how a natural therapy can be safely used to help prevent that side effect?
Yes, there are many. And one of my favorite ones is CoQ10 because, you know, the great thing, Kevin, as you know about nutrition is unlike drugs, which do one thing you want them to do and often other things you don't want them to do, nutrients are just the opposite of that. They do the one thing you want them to do, and then they do a myriad of other things that are beneficial too. But in terms of cardiomyopathy, which is a very common side effect with breast cancer treatment, adriamycin in particular, mm-hmm. You can look in the PubMed literature and you will see as early as 1984 studies showing that pre-treating with CoQ10 will protect women from cardiomyopathy.
Right. Now,
cardiomyopathy is heart damage.
Yep.
And, you know, you can live without having heart damage very beautifully the rest of your life. But if you have heart damage from treatment that you didn't need to have, if you would have just pre-treated with CoQ10, I think anyone would want to do that. And so that's a very simple supplement that can be used. And I encourage people to do these interventions early in their treatment plan instead of, you know, waiting until chemo or radiation is over, because that is, really is when it works the best. Another example is taxanes that are used for a number of different cancers, but they induce neuropathy or numbness and tingling in the fingers and toes. And that's something that can last the rest of one's life. And glutamine is an amino acid that at high doses has been shown to inhibit neuropathy. There was a study on 62 colorectal patients on 5-FU, and they found that 6 grams of glutamine 3 times a day for 5 days during treatment and then throughout treatment, they found they had lower need for pain meds, they have less diarrhea, they had greater gut absorption of their nutrients, and they were protected against neuropathy. And that is so critical to do that, because if you can protect an organ against something happening, prevention is always preferred to treatment.
Yes. Now, and that's the thing, you know, some of these issues like the cardiomyopathy, that heart damage, once you get it, is irreversible. So, you know, it can be maybe managed, but it is irreversible. If you use this pre-treatment with CoQ10 and you prevent the damage in the first place, you now have a healthy heart for the rest of your life. Same with the peripheral neuropathies. These peripheral neuropathies are oftentimes irreversible. Once you get them, you are stuck with them. Now, you can use medications. They'll use Neurontin or Lyrica or some type of prescription to help manage the pain that can somewhat lessen it. But if you prevent them from occurring in the first place by protecting the organ, by protecting protecting the nerves, then you don't have to deal with that long-term sequelae of the cancer care. And these things are well-researched. These nutrients are considered extremely safe with no counter, that are not, have no contraindications with the chemotherapeutic drugs. There's zero evidence to suggest that they decrease their efficacy. And in some instances, they potentially increase efficacy. And they prevent these major side effects. So why aren't they standard recommendations that are given with every chemotherapeutic drug? And it's a rhetorical question, Victoria. I know, you know, you get that question all the time. I get it as well. People ask, well, why didn't my doctor tell me this? How come I'm not being told by my oncologist? If the evidence is so strong and this can help me so much, why haven't I been told to take it? And, you know, I'm sure you have many thoughts about why that isn't the case.
There's a lot of opinions. We can talk all day about that.
Yes. And it's probably a counterproductive conversation that won't get us very far. But, at the end of the day, the thing is that if you are dealing with an oncology issue, it is really important to make sure that you seek out somebody who understands nutrition and understands how to support the body from a holistic perspective, because it is there. And, I love their huge friend to the naturopathic community. Cancer Treatment Centers of America has been using this model of taking the top oncologists, top surgeons, cutting edge therapies, and then this one under one roof in one facility, combining naturopathic doctors, nutritionists, and using acupuncturists, mind-body medicine, yoga, movement, diet, nutrition, combining it all and understanding that basically this comprehensive, holistic approach to dealing with oncology equals better outcomes, always.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, we talked about CoQ10 for the cardiomyopathies with a drug like adriamycin, which is very, very commonly used in breast cancer, which is, we know, one of the most common cancers that women deal with. We talked about glutamine with the taxanes for the peripheral neuropathy. Glutamine is also a great one, Victoria, right, for the digestive system, correct, for dealing with the common symptoms like mouth sores and digestive issues. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, a lot of people probably have of people who get many chemotherapies end up with mucositis or inflammation of the surface tissue of the body. And you can have these sores in your mouth, in your throat, in your stomach, in your intestine, all the way down to your anus. And as you can imagine, if anybody who's ever had a canker sore, it can be quite painful. And glutamine is the primary amino acid that can help to heal that. You can use it as a mouthwash. You can use it as a gargle. You can use several grams a day on an empty stomach so you're sure that those glutamine molecules go right into the lining of the stomach. And, a way that I describe to my patients what it is I'm trying to do for them is really not original with me. I think I learned it from the Institute of Functional Medicine. But the 4R approach, which is remove, replace, re-inoculate, repair. And remove is to remove anything in the environment that is toxic. Look for heavy metals, look for gluten, allergy sensitivity to various foods, look for getting chlorine out of the water with a shower filter. You're just total lowering the load on the immune system so the immune system can be reserved for what it's meant to do, which is fight the tumor, right? You want it really doing what you want it to do, instead of having to deal with all these exogenous things in the environment that we can actually get out. So that's the first R. The second R is replace. And you want to replace, number one, probably for most people, vitamin D. Vitamin D orchestrates our genetic orchestra. It tells all 200 genes what to do in a positive way. And many studies have shown that if on the day of diagnosis, a woman who's diagnosed with breast cancer has optimal levels of D, which is 60 to 80, not the 30 to 100 that you'll see on a standard reference range, 60 to 80, her chances of survival are orders of magnitude higher than if she comes in deficient. So that's a replace. And re-inoculate, we talked about the probiotics, very important with cancer. And repair is repairing the gut wall with glutamine. And so that's a kind of a standard approach that many people can benefit from. But what I try to do is treat the person that has the cancer rather than the cancer itself, because everybody has their own unique needs. And so I test for particular, you know, nutrients. I test for leaky gut. I test for, most of the immune system is in the intestine. So if you do an intestinal assessment through a comprehensive stool analysis, you can get a lot of information that can point to what that particular person needs. Kevin, doesn't it make sense that something was a little off that allowed the cancer to take hold and grow in the first place?
Sure, absolutely.
So my contention is if we can change the intestinal environment, we can change just like we do when we plant something in our garden, because we are like gardens, and our soil is one of the most important things to have everything grow out of that in a healthy way.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the gut houses, as you said, the majority of our immune system. It's a very important place, very immunologically active, and it's certainly a very important place to start. And this is how we talk about week after week on the show. All these guests that I bring on, whether it's Dr. William Walsh, who's pioneered the work in, using nutrients for mood disorders, or it's Dr. Perlmutter, a renowned neurologist who's using nutrient therapy to treat things like MS or Parkinson's disease and pioneered therapies there, or, you know, whatever it is, the whole take home message is that individualized medicine is really the key to creating a customized plan to optimal wellness. We have to understand the nuances that are going on in each person's body that set up the scenario that allowed the disease to manifest. And doing individualized testing, whether it be, you know, neurotransmitter or certain nutrient testing for a mood disorder, or whether it be, Victoria, as you discussed, looking at gut health or toxicity issues or food, whatever it might be, for when assessing an immune system or predispositions to an oncology issue, the more we can understand about the individual and what went wrong in their system that allowed this disease process to take place, the better we can help move them back to a state of health, rather than just having a shotgun approach and just saying, well, everybody who has this condition needs this one single approach, because we're all individuals and everything is different and individual. And I think that's obviously, as most of us who have gotten into this medicine, that's my primary approach to working with people. And clearly it's yours as well.
Yes, it really is. And I've seen people have miraculous outcomes, but, you know, a miracle is something that can't be explained. And so maybe miracle isn't the best word for it, although that's how they describe it very often. But many people who've had a second cancer after they didn't do a nutritional program the first time say, wow, what a difference.
Yep.
Or if they've gone to a dietitian who gave them the standard, you know, eat a lot of bacon and cheese and cheeseburgers and milkshakes, and then they come to see me and say, wow, this is so different than what I was taught before.
Yep.
And then they see how much better they feel, how they don't have neuropathy, they don't lose their red blood cells and white cells as much. You know, they're still going to have some side effects, but they can be so minimal compared to what they would go through. And many times my patients come back to me and say, when I go to the chemo clinic, people ask them, what are you doing?
Yep.
You look so much better than the rest of us.
Yep. And that's exactly what I hear all the time as well. The people who are doing the natural therapies, that are doing it under the guidance of someone who understands what they're doing and has experience, like yourself or people who come to me or other practitioners that have this type of experience, they're the ones, they come back and they say, you hear it all the time, I'm sure, Victoria, they say, my doctors can't believe how quickly I'm recovering. My doctors can't believe that, you know, I'm still exercising or working to the degree that I am, given everything that I'm going through. Nobody can believe it, because it's not the expected outcome. The people who are not taking care of their health, they're not eating properly, they're not taking the nutrients, they're not getting the guidance that you're going to get from someone like yourself, Victoria, aren't treating their body like it needs to be. They're not giving it the opportunity to thrive like it should be able to thrive. And that's what these nutrients do. That's what this nutrition does. It gives your body and your cells the opportunity to express the health that they were designed to express. That goes back to your idea and your philosophy of designing programs for optimal genetic expression. Dr. Joseph Lamb said it the best on my show many years ago, where the health is described as the favorable expression of our genetic code. Disease is described as the unfavorable expression of our genetic code. And the reality is, through nutrients, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, we can, and what science is now teaching us is that we certainly can influence the expression of our genetic code based on what we put in our body. And we can do it from a times of prenatal development when we're in utero all the way to right before we die. It happens every single day, day in and day out, every minute, your cells are constantly adjusting their genetic expression. So when we come back, Victoria, I want to talk about branched chain amino acids, because this is a really interesting nutrient that has some specific effects in the oncological world, but also in the world of anti-aging and many other different aspects of health. And I know you have a lot of great information to share with us about it. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's ArniCare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. ArniCare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. ArniCare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find ArniCare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit ArniCare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for joining me. As I said at the beginning of the show, it is an honor and a privilege to be here sharing with you the information that I think is exciting related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Myself and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, who I interviewed last week, or 2 weeks ago, related to her exciting, incredible book that has come out that is one of my favorite resources now, which is a book relating to nutrients and supplements specific for children with ADD, ADHD, and autism. And it is just such a phenomenal resource. Dana put so much work into that book, and it just came out so great as something, a book that is written like that, that can be a resource for a parent of a child with one of those issues, and as effectively be a resource for a clinician like myself, means that it's written in a way that is understandable, but also written with such great information and scientific backing that it crosses that whole spectrum from patient to provider. So it's really a great book. Today, we're talking with Victoria Wood, and we've been talking about oncology and cancer issues. And, you know, in the last segment, we wound up with me talking some aspects about, you know, health and what is optimal health. And Victoria, I think you have some thoughts on, you know, optimal health and how you perceive the body and the cells and cellular nutrition and how, what the body needs. What is this idea of health and what do our bodies need in order to be healthy?
Yes. My favorite definition of health, again, I have a good memory. I'm not that creative, but I have a great memory. And I heard one time something that really resonated with me. The definition of health is the ability to respond appropriately under ever-changing conditions. And I thought, what better representation of that than the human genome, which our cells, our genes, are constantly bathed from the moment we're born till the moment we die with everything we're exposed to in the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, the stress we experience. And so having optimal signaling from the nourishment that we get in the foods we eat is very critical to keeping that balance so our cells can respond appropriately. Look what happens in diabetes. Our cells are not responding appropriately. Mm-hmm. Look what happens in heart disease. Our cells are not responding appropriately. In cancer, our immune system not responding appropriately. And it was Bruce Ames who said in a paper years ago, and he believed that long-term micronutrient insufficiency, which most of us have in this country, I call it high-calorie malnutrition. We have enough protein, fat, and carbohydrates, but we don't have enough essential vitamins and minerals, especially minerals, mm-hmm. to keep ourselves healthy. And he felt that that kind of deficiency can do so much DNA damage that it can lead to greater incidence of cancer than our exposure to pesticides.
Wow. Well,
a pretty powerful statement.
Yeah, very powerful statement. So let's talk a little bit about branched chain amino acids. I've alluded to it, and we've talked about some other nutrients, but the point, one of the points of this show was to specifically highlight some of the aspects of this specific type of nutrient. So can you introduce and maybe talk about at first, you know, what is a branched chain amino acid, kind of where does it come from, and discuss some of its applications in regards to our conversation we've been having about oncology and then some other aspects of health as well.
Sure. Yeah, this is absolutely one of my favorite things to use because people respond to it so quickly. And there's a product called Daxib Qual. It's actually made in Italy, and it's a patented branched chain amino acid formula. Branched chain amino acids are actually three amino acids, isoleucine, leucine, and valine. And those in particular have an ability to prevent the cachexia or the loss of weight or the sarcopenia or the loss of muscle that so many people during cancer treatment experience, and many people experience with lack of activity or just aging, in many cases faster biologically than they are chronologically. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of this Daxib is that you can take a sachet, it comes in a little packet, and you can put it in water and have it a half hour before your breakfast. And it also has some other amino acids in it, such as cysteine, methionine, and tyrosine, and tryptophan, and phenylalanine. They all work in a synergistic way, and it changes and upregulates the metabolism of carbohydrate, protein, lipids, and it prevents anorexia. It's helpful with appetite, which many people who go through cancer treatment can tell you is a really serious problem. It enhances absorption, so it prevents the malabsorption that leads to imbalances in nutrient intake. And it also has been found to reduce the inflammatory cytokines and that cause disturbances in energy metabolism. And this is one of the things I love about it most. It's been found to help regenerate mitochondria. And mitochondria, as we know, evolved from bacteria many, many, many years ago. And so we've learned over the years that antibiotics can do a lot of damage and reduce the number of mitochondria. And the number of mitochondria we have are in direct proportion to our aging. And we want to have more mitochondria as we get older, and we want to regenerate them when we can. And this is one thing in a synergistic way with other nutrients, such as CoQ10 and other things we've mentioned before, that can do that. And I've seen people, again, who start the program early. They don't wait to get sarcopenia or loss of muscle. They don't wait to get cachexia or loss of weight and appetite. They do it proactively. And they do really beautifully. I've had some people say, I'm in better shape than I ever was before I got cancer.
Hmm. And where do branched chain amino acids come from, Victoria?
Well, where do they come from? You tell me. I don't recall.
Well, I mean, they primarily come from protein sources, right? So, I mean,
yes,
these branched chain amino acids are basically a fancy word for amino acids, which are the building blocks for protein structures. And so, you know, these we're not dealing with here like a vitamin, really, even, or it's not a mineral, it's not an herb. It doesn't really fall into those families. These are naturally occurring amino acids that we would get, let's say, when we would eat a meal with protein in it. They're just isolated in a very specific way and put into a dosing format that gives us the specific amount of and a specific ratio of these branched chain amino acids. And I just bring that point up because, you know, again, in the oncology world of supplementation, there is a lot of concern from oncologists about, and some patients are very explicitly told that they should not take any natural supplements at all while undergoing their oncology treatment. And, you know, I guess the oncologists are saying it because there are some supplements out there that are contraindicated with certain chemotherapeutic agents, and they're concerned about those things reducing the effectiveness of their therapies. But in something like branched chain amino acids, we're talking about something that's not even a vitamin or not even an herb or not even a nutrient, really. We're talking about an amino acid that we would get when we would go eat food, correct?
That is correct, yes. I was thinking, you know, what food does it come from?
Oh,
I don't really know that.
That's okay.
I have to ask the people in Italy who actually make it. But yes, and the thing that's really beautiful about it, I actually had an oncologist tell his patient to tell me, he wouldn't talk to me directly, but he did tell her to tell me, since she was losing weight, that she needed, because she had such terrible digestion because she'd had the Whipple procedure, that she needed pre-digested proteins. Now, I knew what he was alluding to, but I thought, oh, this is a great opportunity to use the DAXI, and she's doing really, really well. And they don't require the same kind of enzymes and acids for digestion, so they are perfectly suited for people undergoing a stressful situation biochemically, such as chemo or radiation, and so that they prevent the very common side effect of muscle loss and weight loss.
And what, so when we getting away from, you know, I mean, it is an important issue and I don't want to breeze over it because really cachexia and weight loss and muscle loss during, you know, chemotherapy and cancer treatment is a big concern. And oftentimes, you know, that is the thing that oftentimes ends up preventing treatment from moving forward, which is really, you know, the hardest, the worst scenario. And that is another point I'm sure that you talk about with your patients all the time, Victoria, is that, you know, doing natural therapies to help keep red blood cell and white blood cell counts up and to help keep side effect profiles down from these chemo drugs, you know, not only makes the patient just feel better throughout the process of going through treatment, but one of the most important factors is that it allows them to complete treatment. Because if symptoms or side effects get so bad, if white blood cell or red blood cell counts continue to fall too low, guess what? Oncology therapies have to be discontinued, which does not equate to good outcomes. So keeping people healthy, keeping their weight on, keeping them active, keeping their digestive system working well, keeping their blood counts up, keeping their body, the healthy part of their body working well, is just as important as trying to kill the cancer. And that is something that the natural therapies are primarily focused on doing. Let's keep the healthy cells, the healthy part of the body, working well so that we can tolerate these toxic chemicals, which are chemotherapy, and this burning radiation, which we need to kill the tumor, but the healthy system has to be able to tolerate it, right?
Yes. Yeah, you know, you just reminded me of something that you said, that actually when I really started getting very interested in how we could use nutrition in a synergistic way with conventional cancer treatment, was I went to the annual meeting of the American Holistic Veterinary Association about 5 or 6 years ago. And there was a woman speaking there, I don't remember her name, but she was talking about her research with cats and cancer, and how when she used certain herbs, many of the ones that we've talked about, and certain nutrients, she was able to give them less chemotherapy, reducing the toxicity to the healthy cells, but still maintaining the efficacy and increasing survival. And I thought, wow, if they can do that with cats, why can't they do that with people? And indeed, when I started looking more deeply at the literature and taking long-term courses, I found out there is so much more that's known by a small group of people that you and I and other people like us are trying to get the word out
to
the whole, you know, country, the whole world, because this is, in fact, truth. It's not just our opinion. It's kind of, to me, like gravity. We don't have to do double-blind crossover placebo trials on this because it's biochemistry. It's what the body naturally does in its natural state. And so giving the body what it needs, you know, each individual person is slightly different, but overall, giving the body what it needs, it will respond better than just letting the chips fall where they may. And I'll tell you, I think that where the fear comes in is that stupid study that was done 20 years ago in Finland on Finnish smokers who were also alcoholics and they had lung cancer. They continued to smoke during their chemotherapy, and they were given, one group was given synthetic beta carotene, the other group was not, and the group that was given synthetic beta carotene died at a slightly higher rate than the group that didn't get it. So that is what is used.
Right.
In this mythology that has been generated in conventional oncology, because if you ask them for the studies, that's the only one they'll refer to.
Right.
And so if you look at that study, if you were teaching people how to, you know, debunk mythology of the study, and you could make a list, right, Kevin?
Right.
And the people, they had liver damage from being alcoholics, so they weren't going to convert beta-carotene to vitamin A. That's just one thing. And they, you know, continued to smoke, and they gave them synthetic beta-carotene.
Right.
You know, when we give supplements, they're natural alpha, beta, delta, gamma. The same is true of vitamin E, alpha, beta, delta, gamma. And by the way, a mixed vitamin E like that works very much like tamoxifen in terms of lowering toxic estrogens.
Mm.
So that's something that women, even with a family history of breast cancer, can be doing to prevent breast cancer.
Yep. Those are all really great points, Victoria. We're going to have to take our last break here. When we come back, we can talk a little bit about some of the other applications for branched-chain amino acids, because there are some other interesting ones. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be back right after the break, and you don't want to miss what's coming up.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you all have enjoyed the show. I think we've covered some really important topics, because I don't think there's any topics more important than how to improve your chances of survival and improve your quality of life when you've been diagnosed with cancer. It is a terrifying diagnosis. It is something that is occurring way too frequently. Rates of cancer are skyrocketing in our culture and our society as a result of many different factors, I believe, that are oftentimes related to environment, diet, and lifestyle. And what we can do to assist our bodies in recovering from the process is not just limited to the conventional oncology treatments that are out there. Although those are critical and very important to recovery, augmenting them with the natural therapies is absolutely key. And that is what we have been discussing in the entire show today. Now, in the last segment, my special guest, Victoria Wood, introduced this idea of branched-chain amino acids and some of their role in oncology therapy. But Victoria, talk to us a little bit more about why branched-chain amino acids are so important in other aspects of health.
Okay. Well, you know, the overall goal that I always have for anyone who comes to see me, whether they have cancer, diabetes, or they're just proactive and they just want to know if everything they're doing is the right thing, is I want to help people live longer and live better. And I want to help them slow their biological aging so that they're younger biologically than chronologically. Isn't that what we all want?
Sure, yeah. I mean, if your, you know, age says you're 70, you want your body to be 50.
That's right. And you want your mind to be 50 as well. And so there have been many books written, many research papers written about particular biomarkers of aging. And one of them that is greatly improved by branched-chain amino acids is grip strength, you know, just the ability to hold on tightly to something. And we know that branched-chain amino acids also, as we said before, increase our lean body mass or our muscle. They also help to reduce something called reactive oxygen species, another word for too many free radicals floating around in the body, which do damage to our DNA. And also, branched-chain amino acids increase our serum albumin, the way our body delivers nutrients all over the body. And what we talked about before, which is really, I think, critical and a known marker of aging, the number of mitochondria we have is related. Those are like, I always picture mitochondria as little people on spinning bicycles, spinning out energy mm-hmm. for our bodies. And, you know, not energy in the way that, you know, you get from caffeine, but cellular energy that keeps everything moving and functioning at its optimal level. So you feel good the way we should feel. We should have a vibrancy and an excitement and a passion about living. And, you know, our mitochondria are partly responsible for that state of mind. And we've got lots of them in our heart muscle. We've got lots of them in our skeletal system. We've got lots of them in our muscles. And we need to have more of them. And branched-chain amino acids help us to make more. And so the thing to remember about them is to take branched-chain amino acids on an empty stomach 30 minutes before the meal. And it's usually one or two times a day. You don't take it with a shake or with the meal because it won't absorb well. And it's interesting that it's safe if you have kidney toxicity. And as you know, some people have kidney problems and they have to be careful about their protein intake.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But this will circumvent that so that they're completely safe. There's absolutely no contraindication for them. And they help with epithelial function, or that surface tissue that runs through our body. And they just help us slow the aging process in general. And I think that if everybody knew the benefit they could get from them, we'd probably have everybody lining up to get their branched-chain amino acids.
Hmm. So they see even in what do they do? In older individuals, when they start taking branched-chain amino acids, grip strength improved? Is that?
Yes. It's grip strength improved and their lean muscle mass improved, even without increasing their exercise.
Hmm.
So that was really fascinating.
That is fascinating. And I mean, you know, this, when taking branched chain amino acids, you know, I mean, it is a pretty simple supplementation process. If you're looking at the Daxibqual, which is produced by a company called Onqualqual, which is a subsidiary of Thorne Research, which is one of, you know, the best vitamin nutraceutical companies existing in the country right now, possibly around the world. You know, they make this product and it's a simple sachet. You take one sachet, you said about 30 minutes before a meal, even once a day to improve mitochondrial strength and improve lean muscle mass. And that is really impressive. I've also come across some interesting research, Victoria, related to branched chain amino acids and their role in supporting traumatic brain injury, so head injuries, and their ability to improve the cognitive declines and improve the healing of the brain after there's been significant brain injury, which, you know, I mean, we know brain injury is a major problem with veterans, but also it's, you know, the primary cause of death and disability in children and young adults because hitting heads and the risk factors and risky behaviors they engage in and learning their bodies in space. So a lot of great applications for branched chain amino acids. Victoria, we are out of time today. I can't tell you how much I thank you for being on the show with us and spreading this important message about using nutrition in oncology care. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was an honor.
All right, everybody. That wraps up today's show. I will be back next week, and I just can't wait. Thank you for tuning in. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, and I am signing out wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
You wouldn't drive your kids in the car without them wearing seatbelts, would you? So why leave them unprotected when you're gone? Learn about the latest techniques for maximizing your wealth and protecting your assets for your heirs. Join me, Wayne Zell, for Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I'm an estate planning attorney with Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. Each week, we talk about how you can realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. That's Blueprint for Wealth, Saturdays at 10 a.m., right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas.
NBC News Radio, I'm Peter Alexander at the White House. Guilty on all three counts. Two high school football players in Ohio accused of raping a 16-year-old.